feel nervous. I feel nervous.
I'm a bit nervous.
I know. I don't know why.
But it's just us. We're just talking.
Yeah.
We might get one viewer, you know.
Yeah. Just one download. It'll be fine. I hope that one person that's listening is having fun. We're at Shan's filming this, so I made the journey to her. She lives about an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
But it actually wasn't, it didn't feel like a long journey at all.
No, when I came to yours last time, it didn't feel, I think it's when you go to a new place, it's finding it and getting yourself situated. But
that big
you...
roundabout, not a fan of that one.
Oh, Chain Bar.
Yeah, not a fan.
I never go all the way around there.
I was literally sweating.
I have shortcuts, like I know a shortcut to Starbucks and Greggs, so I don't have to go around the whole roundabout. I can just go to Starbucks and Greggs and then I'm like, okay, perfect. I'm just a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a fun roundabout. I don't like those big roundabouts.
But you made it here. At one
I did.
Piece.
She's I was here, guys. Fine. Yes, in my nice rental car.
Yeah.
The dedication is the fact that I had to rent a car to come here today because my car is in the garage. So
she's poorly.
She is very poorly. Yeah. She's going to cost £1,000 to fix. So she's really poorly.
It's not what you need, is it?
No, it's really depressing.
So you rented a little blue. What is it?
A Ford Eco Sport.
Oh, and she's big.
Yeah, she is. It was the cheapest one they had.
Was it? Mm,
yeah. I don't know why it was, because the last time I rented a car, it was like a little Citroen C3.
Oh, see, I've always had small cars, but at least you got here in one piece.
Exactly, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
And it was better than getting the train.
It is, and Liv very kindly made the journey here, so Milo could be in the room, because Milo can't be left alone for too long. He's anxious.
My poor three doggies are at home.
Yeah,
right,
but they've got each other's company, haven't they? Milo would literally be on his Todd like, Mom.
Yeah, literally. He'd be like, why have you left me? I also bought Milo the cutest little elephant teddy and he's not left it alone.
He's loving it. He's got it right now.
Yeah.
He's already tried to chew the ear off, but that will be off by tonight. I'll send you a picture.
It's his to do what he wants with.
Yeah, he loves it. He's literally just in the corner letting us get on with what we're doing.
Yep.
His basket already full to the brim of stuffed toys, but it's fine. I have a problem buying my dog stuff.
Hey, there's worse things to have a problem doing.
There are.
There's worse addictions to have.
That's very true, and they're not too expensive. So
no.
He deserves it. He's a king.
He does. Right, shall we get into it?
Let's go. Let's start.
So, welcome to Nail Tech Natters, the podcast. We are so excited to start this. It's been in the works for a little while now. Probably, would you say about 3 months?
I'd say so.
It's been a while.
It started off just as like a little idea, didn't it?
It did.
And it blossomed from there.
It did. We just like mentioned it to each other because me and Shan talk over voice note pretty much every day.
All the time.
Excessively.
Yeah. Yes.
We send each other 20-minute voice notes. It's like a podcast in and of itself.
Exactly. So that's when we thought, why not actually do one?
Exactly.
Let's make some out of it.
So that's how this podcast was born. We actually only met a couple of weeks ago to do the logo and
decide on
the name, which was exciting. But for this first episode, we thought we would just do a nice introductory episode, ask each other a couple of questions so we can like just the conversation can flow,
get to know each other.
Yeah. And yeah, that's where we're gonna start.
Yeah.
Should we dive in?
Let's jump straight into it.
Let's do it.
Do you want me to ask you a question first?
Go for it.
I've got my little notepad.
I've got my notepad next to me as well.
Oh, so I thought the first question that probably everybody wants to know is, how did you get into nails?
I was unemployed. It was during lockdown and I bought like a little UV lamp and some little plastic nails and some Beatles gel polish.
That is like a starter kit for a nail.
Honestly,
tech,
definitely. And I just started by painting little designs on the little plastic nails and I loved it. I think the next episode we're doing is like actually how we became Nail Tech.
Yeah, really more in depth. This is just to get to know us and to get into the swing of things sort of thing.
So I won't go into too much detail because that'll be the next episode. But I basically didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. Obviously unemployed. And I just decided to go to college. I just needed to get out of the house and do something and have some sort of direction. And it honestly, I didn't even think too much about it. I just like, I went for it and it's just grown into what it is and it's It's crazy.
You find that with some people. Some people either know it's what they want to do from day one, yeah, or someone just accidentally falls into it and falls, yeah, in love.
Definitely.
And that's what you did.
Yeah. So that's how it happened. The question for you is, why did you choose to be a nail tech over any other career?
Oh my goodness. Well,
it's a deep question.
I'll try keep it minimal because, yeah, I could talk about this one question for like an hour and a half.
That's for the next episode.
That is for the save it, Shan. Save, yeah, the content. So, to be honest, did not know what I wanted to do for the longest time. I only figured it out, I think, when I was around 26. You've got all the pressure,
yeah,
and I think I have always known that I was a creative person, and I knew I didn't want to do a job that was sat behind a desk kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I always knew I wanted to be creative. And if I'm being completely honest, I have tried and failed at so many things.
I'm the exact same.
Yeah. I think people see you and they're like, I wish I could do what you're doing. I wish I could. And it's like, honey,
I've tried.
So many things. I literally tried being a makeup artist. I was a bridal makeup artist. I was a nursery nurse for 8 years. I tried to create my own makeup business brand, which we won't, oh yeah,
oh
we
won't
go into that, but we tried doing that. Tried when TikTok was first a thing. To be fair, I actually gained a pretty decent following over on a face paint TikTok. I had over 200k on that followers.
Oh my god, Shan.
But that was when TikTok was
small.
No one was on it.
Right.
Followers were coming in left, yeah, right and center. It was so easy. However, that number was there and I wasn't getting paid for,
no,
anything. Didn't get paid for anything. Didn't get, you know, no brands got in touch. But yeah, like I say, tried a lot of different things, and I actually tried to be a nail tech once, and then I overfiled my own nails and I thought badly.
Oh,
badly. The nerves were out. I had to wear plasters over like three,
oh,
nails.
No, Shan.
It was terrible.
Oh.
I don't do that to my clients. No. I just want to make that clear.
Hey, we all make mistakes when
we
we're
do,
first
and at least
out.
It was on my own. It's,
yeah,
fine. So yeah, did that, and it was not. I was like, I can't be a nail tech if I'm overfiling my own nails.
No.
And then literally,
I overfile my own nails now. Like,
honestly,
all the time.
I think people don't realize how thin the natural nail,
yeah,
is and how easy it actually is to,
definitely,
do. So you know, if you're hearing this and you've done it to yourself, girl, get in
We've
line.
We've been there.
Get in line. But yeah, and then I just found the course, and I was like, I know I want to do something creative. I don't want to paint faces anymore. I want to paint something else.
Yeah.
And then nails, and yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it took a while, but we finally got here.
Yeah, I mean, figuring out what you want to do with your life is...
We could do an episode just on that.
Yeah, literally,
that
just on
that.
That
would be a three-hour episode.
I think we both have stories.
So many people have stories. Like, even all my clients are like, still,
yeah,
to this day, don't know what I want to do with my life. And I'm like, I think that is actually the most common thing that everybody has that in
Everyone
common.
Deals with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if you, like, go to uni and you fall into a job after uni, I feel like even then, a few years later, a lot of people are like, wait, I don't want this.
Yeah, and then you're stuck with a student loan and,
yeah,
you feel like you have to do it. I was so close to going to university to do psychology.
Yeah.
And that would have
Aren't
not
you glad
out
you didn't?
Well. I kind of do with my therapy with my clients now,
yeah,
so it comes in handy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're glad that we steered around that one. That
Maybe
been
we
fun.
Should do a therapist course and we can just attach it to nail appointments.
And then, yeah, we can be like, guys, you're actually coming for
we'll
therapy.
We'll be raking
too.
It in.
Yeah. Like, we'll add another £200 on top of this, but
literally. Oh my god. What's the next question?
I was gonna say, I'll do your next one. So I've written down quite a few different ones.
Yeah,
so I'm
go
just gonna kind of pluck one.
I just
you
need
know
to
what?
Cough 1 second.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good. Always making sure you're okay. So let's go for a more personal one. Like I said,
right,
we're getting into the nail stuff in the next step, so let's do a more personal one. Who are your main cheerleaders and supporters in your life?
Oh, I love that,
yeah,
question.
Because I know you'd want to talk about your family. You're very,
oh,
close. Yeah.
That's so cute. Okay, so number one, because I'm with him every day, is Harvey. He honestly, the support he gives me is... I genuinely would not be where I am without his support, like financially, emotionally,
mm-hmm,
like any sort of support he could give. He is 1000% there.
Yeah.
And I know that you're similar with Oliver as well.
Yeah.
And then my mum is like the most supportive person ever. You know when you get those parents that are like very judgmental about what you do?
Yeah.
I could literally murder somebody. I would ring her and she'd be like, yeah, I'm there.
You'd be like, they probably deserved it.
She literally would. I'm not even joking. It's not an exaggeration. Yeah. She would 1000% back me in whatever I did. And the amount of times that she tells me she's proud of me, honestly.
Oh, I'm sat here almost crying. Shannon. Get a grip. Oh my god.
And then I've got my two sisters. They support me in the fact that they let me have their nails.
Yeah, just give me your nails and I'm good. Yeah,
literally. The amount of times that Lucy has sat for a good 5 hours whilst I've done a set of nails on her,
supportive queen.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Yes, so they're my main cheerleaders in life.
I love that.
And then obviously aside from that, I have friends like you that are very supportive.
I do think it's so important to have friends in the nail tech world.
Absolutely.
But it can also be so hard to get friends in the nail tech world.
Yes, really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, mine and your friendship was born literally from you sending me a message on Instagram being like,
yeah,
I feel like we're similar vibes, like just letting you know that I exist. Yeah. And like, I wish I had the message.
It's so scary because I think people think that these friendships come from, they just blossom out of nowhere, and they honestly don't. Like,
no.
I remember the day I messaged you and I was literally going for a walk with Milo, and I thought, you know what, if I don't push myself to do these things that I'm just terrified of, it won't ever happen.
Exactly.
And then like, look what's happened from just a quick little message. Like, it could have gone the other way. You could have been like, who's this ginger troll?
Well,
go away.
What's funny is I actually followed you for a lot longer.
Yeah, and I was not aware. Yeah, and then it said follow back and I was like, oh my god, Novely Nails follows me. Oh my god.
Yeah, because I remember watching your TikToks like all the time.
I came across yours and then I was like, this girl is so my vibe. I like chill people.
Yeah.
I can't be around people who are too much, and you gave those vibes. So I thought, you know what, you don't get anywhere if you don't push yourself to do things. So
definitely not.
But that's been a lot of friendships recently. I'd say now a lot more of my closer friends are nail technicians.
Yeah, I would say the exact same. Like, I've got you, I've got Lauren. Lauren's like one of my closest friends.
Yes, Lauren is really, she's incredible.
I met her at Rodeo Nights.
Is that where you met?
Yeah, that's where we met. She came up, we were both a little bit drunk.
You were like, hey girl.
She came up to me and she just said hi, and that was it.
That's all it needs.
I think we were talking for about half an hour, and then I don't think after that we spoke very much until maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, and then
it just kind of goes from there, doesn't it? I've got another very close friend, the Secret Salon. I met her.
Oh, Sophie.
Yeah, I met her at the very start of my journey.
Yeah.
And then we only kind of had each other, and it's only recently we've both started getting nail tech friends. But I think even just one person, you need someone who understands this career, because we don't have co-workers unless that you're a nail tech who's based in a salon.
Yeah,
you don't have co-workers.
No. And even if you're based in a salon, most of the time you're still self-employed.
Yeah.
And like,
you're getting on with your thing. Exactly. Other nail techs are getting on with their thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like a normal co-worker situation.
No.
I think for any nail tech, like, it's, I don't know,
it's one thing I have missed though, having co-workers, going from, like I say, working in a nursery where there were so many women in that building, literally so many women, and you'd come in and straight away it'd be, what do you do at weekend, or do you want a cup of tea, all that sort of stuff. Going from that to me and Milo is it was different, let's just say that.
Yeah,
in good ways, and I wouldn't say in bad ways, but there's definitely been like probably a few more positives to it. But sometimes I am just like, I do want a chat, and that's when I'll voice note you or whatever. So
it's funny that you say that you miss that, because I don't.
Oh, really?
I do not miss having co-workers. Like, that is when I like first decided I wanted to do a nail course, imagining my life self-employed and working on my own was what I wanted.
Yes.
Like, even seeing, I love my clients to death, don't get me wrong, but even seeing like 6 clients a day, I'm like, I am so fucking done.
Yeah. It's not anything against the client.
No, of course it isn't.
It's simply like, I saw somebody do a TikTok video, and I can't remember which TikTok video it was, but the person said, oh, it might be painted by Lauren, you know, where you get your polished by Lauren. It may have been her TikTok video I saw it from, and it was basically like, imagine going for coffee and a catch up with 6 of your friends a day.
Oh, I saw that video.
That is what it is. And I have never seen it worded so perfectly. Yeah. I was like, that's it. It's not that I don't want to hear these things from my clients. It's not that I don't want to sit and chat to them. It's yeah. amazing. But it can just mentally drain you it's a so little draining. Bit and socially drain you too.
Definitely. Yeah, because I think like you said, you didn't want a job where you sat behind a desk like on your own all day.
Yeah, exactly.
If so, I like I said, I don't want co-workers. Like that's I don't miss that.
No.
But I also do need that. Like if I was sat on my own mm-hmm. every day, just at a laptop, I think I'd lose my mind and me I wouldn't too. Be able to motivate myself. Mm-hmm. Even though it's very draining every day, seeing the amount of clients that I do sometimes, it's also very motivating.
Yes.
Like. My clients are the people that motivate me to yeah. like get out of bed every day and actually do something.
Yeah.
Because if I had to motivate myself,
Oh my god, I'd be in bed right now.
Literally.
I'd be like, Liv, we're doing the podcast from bed.
Yeah, literally.
But that's what it is like, isn't it? You need that push, you need that motivation and that drive.
100%.
Especially in this career that's yeah. very, I think because we have so much leeway as nail technicians.
Yes.
Like my grandma literally said to me not long ago, she was like, how many days do you work a week? I was like, 5.
Yeah.
You work for yourself? Why don't you work 3 days? look, Gran, I need money.
Yeah,
like, it's great, but money. It's still like, yeah. you know, full-time. She's a full-time working girl. Like,
yeah. So yeah, support networks are very important. Very. And I am very lucky with yeah. the people that I have.
You can tell
your
and Harvey's relationship just from when I saw it the other day. It's just, they are literally your biggest supporter.
Yeah. Like he was sat for 2 hours last night helping me figure out how to like record this podcast.
Mad. Me and Ollie, I said, told you, didn't I? Me and Ollie were out for our Valentine's yeah. meal and we spent some of it talking, giving us ideas of what episodes to do for the podcast. I thought, okay, manager.
Did he give you any good ideas?
He did, to be fair.
Oh, did yeah. you write them down?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, most of them I already had written down, but I like to pretend something. Oliver, that is a great subject. I'll write that down now. Really, it's already there, but he's still, he's helping, he's
bless
trying.
Him. Yeah, he's yeah. been supportive.
He is.
Right, next question for you. Let me see what I've got. Okay, so from what I've seen, you're very organized and disciplined in your business, but does that extend to other areas of your life as well?
Liv, that question. Oh my God. Yeah, like 100%.
I mean, I can tell by your house. Like, your house is, like, immaculate.
Oh, thanks. It's because I don't have children, that's why.
Yeah, that's true.
To be honest.
Hey, don't speak badly of Milo.
Oh my God, I have a child. He's just fluffy. Milo, I love you. He's gonna be like, right, well, see you later.
Yeah, I've got my elephant,
dad. Yeah,
bye.
Yeah, my elephant and dad is all I need now. Yeah. Yes, and you know what, sometimes it's a positive and a negative is how driven I am, but it's to the point where I have to be perfect, and if it's not yeah. perfection, it's not good enough in my eyes. And that is something I am very much dealing with and coming to terms with in my everyday life too. I have recently started listening to a lot of podcasts, some books, all about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I just need to realize that perfection isn't always
attainable.
It's not, and you're gonna burn yourself out. And that is why I talk a lot about the mental sides on my TikTok and stuff, because I just think if you're an overthinker and an overanalyzer just like me, it is so difficult to sometimes even just go about your day, because yeah. you are constantly picking at every little thing you do throughout yeah. your day. Like, I'll wake up and I'll think to myself instantly, you didn't get up early enough.
Mm-hmm.
But having that drive behind my business is so good, and yeah. I think it's how
without, it's a balance. It's yeah, hard to get the balance. Yeah,
yeah. Without sounding big-headed about it or anything, because I don't want it to come across that way, but I don't think I would have in my wildest dreams think I would have achieved what I've achieved in just being a year self-employed with nails. And it's amazing, but I know it is because I have that drive behind me, which in my personal life definitely yeah. that's where it falters.
Yes,
because I will choose doing business, growing my career, doing all these workshops, social media, over seeing friends and family.
Yeah,
and that is where it falters. But now I have definitely, what's the word, I've recognized it,
yeah,
that now I am making those changes to have more yes. of a work-life balance. So yeah,
you have done a lot this year, like from you know, like being your friend from an outsider, mm-hmm. I can see like the change that you've gone through just in those couple of months this year. Like
when we first started talking, I was so in my own head. Yeah. And I think even in the last 2 months has been the biggest change I've seen in myself as well.
Your anxiety was like through the roof.
Ridiculous.
Which, I mean, it was before Christmas, so obviously everyone's anxiety
literally everyone's anxiety is through the roof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people just, they either deal with it better or they sure they're very good at hiding it, whereas I can't hide it.
No,
I'll have clients that come sometimes and they're like, you're good, hun. I'm like, no,
no, I'm not.
No, but it's fine, we're getting there. But
you've
got
a bad poker face.
Literally. But the balance now is definitely, I would say, where it needs to be, and I'm working on it. But like I say, it's a positive and a negative. It's made me achieve what I want to achieve, and I've always been a career girly over anything else, over ever wanting to like get married, start a family, all these things. I have always put my career first, which I think is a good thing. I think everybody has their different wants that they have in their life and their priorities, but my priority has always been my career, and it's fine if that's the same for, you know, you listening, or if it's not what you want to do. It's totally different to everybody.
See, it's weird because like I feel like I was the opposite. Like I very much, as like a teenager and in my early 20s, I was like, I want a family.
Yeah.
That's all I thought about, all I wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's only like when I found Nails that I've actually been like, oh no, this is actually important to me, and actually I probably would choose my career now over those
passion.
Other things.
And
I think that's what I was missing, I suppose, was the passion.
Yeah,
I just didn't have it.
And you can't force it in any other career if it's not there.
You definitely can't.
No,
absolutely not. Yeah, so you're very organized in every area of your life.
Slay, thank you. I wish my mind looked organized, but it's
I actually admire how organized you are with your finances, and I think we can make this a separate episode, but I just wanted to quickly mention that the way Shan organizes her finances is actually so good. Like,
oh my god,
honestly, she is on it. And you actually did a video the other day on TikTok.
I did one about Monzo pots.
Yes,
and then I have one going up. I think I might put it up this evening, to be fair. I don't know what the date is. What's the date? It'll be up definitely by the time this podcast is live. But it's literally about how I do my books and my taxes.
And you want to watch it because you are literally on it. Like, I have taken so much advice from you.
I'm on it now. I wasn't on it before. Like,
no, but I mean,
it's something.
It's an adjustment.
It is, especially as a self-employed.
Oh my god, yeah.
Girly. Oh my, I think tax and finances is one of the scariest things that come, because you just don't want to do anything wrong.
No.
That's what I say to my accountant all the time. Like, I just don't want to do anything wrong.
I know.
And she says to me, I am actually one of the most organized out of all of her clients, and she has clients that run big girl businesses. Like,
that is
big.
A big compliment.
Yeah, I know. But money is terrifying, but like you say, we could do a full episode on that, because I would love to talk about that.
Yes.
That would be amazing. Okay, so are we gonna do three questions, do you think?
Yeah,
that's
enough,
isn't it? Because I feel like we're going into enough detail.
Yes.
Okay, my next one, which one should I choose? I'm going to say, let's do one little bit more nail. What is one piece of advice you'd give Liv about to start your whole nail journey?
Oh my god, there's so many bits of advice. I think it would be policies and boundaries. When I first started out, I just didn't have any in place, because my journey to becoming full time is very different to yours.
Yes.
And we'll get into that the next episode.
And that's why it's going to be a good one, because you can see two totally different sides.
Definitely.
Of it. Yeah.
So I was very lucky in the sense that I had all of the time in the world. I didn't have a job, so I was literally, I could take any client on at any time of the day. And that was obviously, at the beginning I was very enthusiastic, and I was like, you can come at 7 o'clock in the evening, you can come on a Saturday afternoon, like, that's fine. And then as I started to grow and my client base started to build, I was like, this is insane.
How do you explain to those people that are used to coming at 7 p.m. that, guess what, you can't
come
at
7
p.m.
And it was I think a moment, actually. I'm gonna shout out to Beth and Sadie, from Nabovi, Hannah Beth Studio by Hannah Beth. They are, the way they structure the way they set their boundaries was really admirable to me. Yeah. When I was really struggling, I did like a price increase back in September, mm-hmm. and I spoke to them about it, and they were like, "Liv, you need to stop worrying. Like, yeah. just get your boundaries in place. If people don't like it, they'll go elsewhere."
Yeah.
And I've set my boundaries, and I can tell you that I've barely lost any clients from it.
Yeah.
Like, you just overthink and worry about it.
Your mind makes it into this huge yeah. thing that everybody's going to kick off and everybody's going to have something to say yes. about it. Like, I did a price increase and an hour change yes. from February.
Yeah.
And I showed you, didn't I, how scared I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to lose so many people. And I had more messages of people being supportive than I had messages of people being like, well, I had none.
No, well, that's good.
Enough.
You haven't lost any clients.
Thank God, yeah, but I think it's so difficult because as much as you love your clients and you want to be available 24/7 for
you. Of course you do.
You have to have a life yeah. too, and you have to have those boundaries. Like, I am an evening girly. Mm-hmm. My favourite part of the day is sitting down on an evening, reading my book, cup of tea or Pepsi Max cherry. Has to be cherry.
I remember that. I'll make a note of that.
Literally.
And that'll be your gift next time.
Yeah. With a personalised can. Yeah. but yeah, it's like, I prefer the evening time.
Yeah.
And I was having clients, literally one night I had a client that left at 10:30 in the evening, and I have never done that again. But then again, that's when I was growing my business.
Yeah.
But then, like we were saying, how do you go from, you can come at this time yeah. to, actually, I need to rein it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree with you how you need to set your boundaries, but it's scary. You really
do, yeah. Like, I think the biggest piece of advice I would give myself is just set your working hours from the get-go.
100%,
like, just set them how you want them. If I know that obviously a lot of the times people are growing their nail business at the same time as they're working another job, so it's a bit different.
Yeah.
But if you're sort of like me and you don't have another job and you're starting from zero, just set your working hours. It's so funny because, like, a lot of my evening clients, if I run out of evening spaces, they miraculously find time in the day
to fit the nail appointment in.
Yeah. And I'm like, really? People are just being unreasonable a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And they're actually like,
they wait to see what yeah. you've got to offer them rather than them offering you, look, if this makes your life easier, I can come through the day yeah. on this day. Yeah. Because it's not that you don't want to do their service. It's not that you don't want them as a client.
No.
We appreciate every single one, but exactly. it is literally, we need a life
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I didn't used to have working hours. I would just pop people in here, there and everywhere. Mm-hmm. You want to come at 9 a.m. and then my next client's not till 3? Absolutely. But then you've got that waiting round period. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be lenient with clients 100%, especially in this career, but you've also got to have a life.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that is, I think that is the biggest piece of advice, just boundaries. Set mm-hmm. them. Set your boundaries, set your policies from the get-go.
Yeah, I think it's so weird how, depending on where you are at in your nail journey, I think it's almost like you've got different pieces of advice. Like, if you're a beginner nail tech,
yes.
I'd give you one piece of advice that I wouldn't give someone who's full-time yes. in it for about 3 years. So that'll be interesting to talk about
it
in
will.
One of the episodes.
Yes. Right, next question for you.
Also, just side note, sorry if anybody can hear Milo eating. He's just decided to, like, start eating his breakfast as soon as we started filming, so thanks, Milo.
But it's a bit late for his breakfast. What is it, like 12 o'clock?
He just has his food out as and when. He just Does he? Feeds him, yeah, he feeds himself.
I feed mine once a day, all of them.
Oh,
in
do
the
you?
Evening, yeah. And they all just scran it in one.
Oh,
even
see,
the cats.
Milo, he just goes and comes as and when. He will eat more if Oliver comes home, or like he started eating when
yes,
you came.
He
it's
did.
Almost like, oh, and speak of the devil. Milo.
Oh.
We're good. I don't think that actually made a difference.
No, I don't.
Why don't you get in your bed? Good boy. Our little mascot. In your bed then. Get your little elephant.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's like, Mom.
He's actually yeah. so adorable.
Yeah. He wants to be involved. there we go. In your bed, in your bed. Good boy.
Okay. Next question is... Oh, okay. I'm going to ask you this one. This is a would you rather question.
Oh.
Okay. Would you rather never paint nail art again, or every set of nails you do is your top tier of nail art? How difficult of a question is that to
How
answer?
How am I meant to answer that?
I know. It's supposed to be hard.
Like, my top level that I do is legit, like, everything. It's like
that set you sent me the other day, was that your top tier?
Yeah top tier. And like
if you haven't seen them, go to your have you posted them yet?
Yeah, they're posting tonight, so okay, yeah, they'll be out. It's like a frame with flowers in it.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, but what was the first thing I said to you about those? Like, anyone else looking at those will be like, wow. And I messaged Liv, I sent her them, and I was like, I'm so disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean? And that was a moment where I had to take a step back and be like, Shan, you're not perfect. Like, yeah, little tiny things I notice, other people won't notice. But every nail, this is what I mean. This is why, yeah, I wanted to start this podcast, because every single nail tech is constantly striving to be better than, yeah, they already are.
Definitely. But, yeah, because you literally messaged me, you went, I need you to tell me if I'm being dramatic, yeah, and then you voice noted me, you were like, I'm gonna send you a picture of these nails that I've just done, and you were like proper on a ramble, like talking really fast. You were like, so I got chrome on the nail and I couldn't get it off, and I was, yeah, like, Shan, I literally can't see it unless you zoom,
you're like,
in.
You can't. I showed Oliver and he was like, they're amazing. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but look at the chrome that's stuck to the builder.
I bet he was like,
bit.
What?
He literally said, and then I sent it to someone else and she was like, Shannon, I had to zoom in.
Yeah.
I had to zoom in to see it. And it's like, but as a nail tech,
I know,
you are so precise. Yeah. And yeah, but honestly, it's still, and now I'm not even seeing them in a bad light. We're not being negative about ourselves,
no,
we're being positive.
Yes.
But yeah, so they're like the top tier.
Yes.
So it's like that vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so difficult, because if I had two clients a day that got top tier,
you'd,
I would
sat,
do top,
yeah,
tier,
yeah.
But if we're talking 4-5 clients a day,
see, this is, you can do it however you want. So like
I would probably do intricate nail art on every client, but only taking maximum 3 a day if I'm doing,
yeah,
that level, probably. That
that's what, when I was writing the question down, I was thinking I would actually hate to do nail art all day, every day. I actually love doing my plain sets of nails.
I've said that recently,
but,
yeah.
But if I could never paint nail art again, that's the reason I became a nail tech.
That's the takes away, like, the whole, don't get,
yeah,
me wrong, the builder gel and the prep, it's nice to,
yeah,
do. But the art at the end, when you know that you can sit and just do this nail art and do a bit of 3D or a bit of isolated,
yeah,
chrome or whatever, it just brings the creativity, which
it
is
does.
The reason why you wanted to be a nail tech,
yeah,
in the first place.
Definitely.
So yeah, would you say then, what would your answer
I
be?
Would my answer would be the exact same as what you've answered.
Oh really?
I would do like 2 to 3 clients a day,
yeah,
because I'd earn enough money.
That's exactly it.
Probably earn more money doing that than,
yeah,
I do right now.
I think I see some nail techs that do that. They only,
yeah,
offer really intricate art, but they will only do 2 clients a day. But from,
yeah,
those 2 clients, because they're priced so high at your highest tier, you're getting the same amount you would get with 5 clients that came and just got a gel colour.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where it comes into play, which I'm sure we'll do a whole episode on, like, pricing yourself,
yes,
and figuring out your price list.
We've got so many episode ideas.
We need to get somehow, like, to see what people want to hear and, like, ask,
yes,
what episodes do you want to see.
They can email us.
Email us.
Or Instagram DM us.
Yeah, Instagram DM, guys. With
or email.
Whatever, but trust me, we've probably got enough for 3 years, haven't we?
Yeah,
we could literally film an episode every day for 3 years and we still won't run out.
Yeah, honestly.
So you'd do the same then?
I would, yeah. I think, like, I need those plain sets to break up my day.
Yeah.
I don't by any means do, like my top tier of nail art is, like, proper intricate. Like, I'm charging, like, £27.
How many tiers do you have?
Up to 37. 4.
4 tiers.
Well,
I've got 3.
Technically 5. Because I've got, like, my top tier is, like, either, I think, 1.5 hours or 2 hours.
Right.
Sorry, I just need to cough again. Got a frog in my throat.
Frog in the throat. Drink from your nail tech natters mug.
I got us some cute little personalised mugs.
They're adorable. I'm going to put a cup of tea in mine.
Yeah, if you're watching, you'll be able to see.
Yeah.
We also have hoodies as well, which we haven't put on.
Which I'm going to put on probably,
yeah,
for the next episode.
Same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
About your tiers. How many tiers you have?
Oh yeah. So I've got 4, and then my 4th one's like is split in 2.
I know, I have found recently that I may, honestly, I could add another tier, because my jazzy sets, people could come in and just want funky designs on each nail that aren't too intricate.
Yeah.
But then I've also got like the frames,
yeah,
I did, that they took, that whole set took me, she had a soak off as well, but it took me 3 hours, and like, that to me is fine. I'm not,
yeah,
a nail tech that's going to rush. If you want good quality nails, unfortunately you are going to have to sit there for that amount of,
yeah,
time with jazzy art. But then I will also have people that come and do jazzy art, that it is still jazzy art, but it's not as intricate.
Yeah, I know so what you mean.
For the timings, I do think I may add another tier above that, but
I think that you should, because when you told me how much you charged for, what was it, 56? Do you mind saying that?
No, 56, but the client, bless her, she tipped me and gave me 60. That's really nice. Yeah, I know.
But £56 for that set, I don't think is enough with a soak off as well.
Yeah, I once charged a client and she had like gems and stuff on, yeah. And I messaged her and this is it, I just have the best clients. She messaged me later and she was like, oh no, I think it was while she was at our appointment, and I told her how much it was. She said, Shan, if I went to a high street shop, I would have paid like minimum 50, and I yeah. think the nails must have been below 50. She was like, minimum I'd pay 50 yeah. for this, and so she tipped me.
That's
and I
nice.
Think that it is hard to figure out what's too much and what's reasonable.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah,
especially because it's a lot of like pricing your work is based on how confident you feel.
Yeah.
And if, even though we've been doing this for a little while now, my confidence still isn't like sky high. Do you know what I mean?
Whose
like,
it is, honestly.
The amount of times that I undercharge for nail art is actually ridiculous.
Yeah, because you just sat there, like them I'm frames, like, oh, I probably took off about
see?
Yeah, about a fiver, because I would just...
But she, at least she tipped you, yeah, exactly, so it's the yeah. same.
But I know if I'd have added the fiver on, she would have tipped me again, because
I know.
Shout out to Helena, she'll probably be listening to this, but she's my hand tat client, you know, the one I did the video
yes.
about. She is honestly just an absolute ray of sunshine.
She gets the best nails.
She is probably the reason why I have pushed myself with nail art, but that's it. You need these clients that just say, go
you do.
For it.
Yeah, and I have one of them.
Yeah, you need to find your clients. And yeah. Again, that we could probably go into a bit more detail about that, but yeah, finding your clients helps with your business. So that's why if you have a client that's ditched you, like I'm pretty sure I've had a client since January ditch me and go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And you want to know why, but at the same time, now I'm getting more confident. Yeah. I'm so like, you know what, I don't think we meshed well anyway.
No.
And yeah, crack on. I don't take it really offensively, to be honest. But
no, I get a lot of people ask me how to. Like, if you have a client that you don't get along with, how do you sort of, like...
You break up with them.
How do you break up with them?
Yeah.
And I've actually been lucky enough that... I have one story that's not great, but I've been lucky enough that I've never had to do it, because I honestly think that most of the time, the client senses that you don't vibe as well.
You sense it from both ends, yeah. I think, yeah.
And if they don't, then they're like, what are they doing?
And it's nothing against you as a tech. It's nothing
no,
against maybe how you
not.
Are performing and doing, like, your service. It can be something so little as what you're both into.
Yeah.
I had a client and we just were polar opposite ends. And
yeah.
It is what it is. And like I say, we'll probably go into a bit more detail about that on another episode. But, I think you've got to just be happy with the clients you have and appreciate them, and you will eventually 100%. Have a full books as a nail tech of every single day. So like every single day last week was perfect, and I've had a cheeky look at my diary for this week, and every single day is like, yeah, there's not a single client that I'm looking at like, oh no.
I know,
like,
I love that as well, like when you look at your diary and you're like,
for the
oh
whole
that
week,
is a
you
good
know, yeah,
week
yeah. you know, for the whole week the stress comes off and you're like, I can just
yeah.
And it's just,
but
yeah.
Okay, so do you have some clients where, so I have some clients where I love the client,
yeah,
but their nails I don't love. Do you know what I mean? Like
their nail beds.
Yes, like I don't love working on their nails.
Yeah, you have. That's it. I think you see because, all over Instagram, don't you? All these perfect nail techs doing perfect sets on
perfect nail beds.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
it's not the case.
That. You get all shapes, sizes, like. Big nail beds, small nail beds. I were actually saying to one of my regulars the other day, she gets hard gel. She has the biggest nail beds ever, and they are a dream. But an infill on her probably takes me twice as long.
Does it?
On one of my clients that has, she has tiny little nail beds.
Oh my
and
God.
The how long I take for each one of those is worlds apart, because you have more space you're working with, you have more product to debulk, you have more product to apply.
And sometimes a lot more length to take off. You know, like, if somebody's on their builder gel journey and they're growing their nails, you don't have to shape their nails all that much because they're growing them.
Whereas
so,
if someone's come with loads of growth and they're like, I want to go back to short square, I haven't got to the point yet where I feel comfortable enough removing length with an e-file.
Oh,
that's that's something I really, this year,
you have
I want
to do
to
it.
Do.
You've got the new Nabovi Coast bit though, haven't you?
I do.
You need...
And I could, do you use that to do it?
Oh my God, yeah.
I may give it, I just, again, it's something scary, isn't it? Like, you something you need to get confident with.
It changes
with.
Your life. So how do you do it?
File. I know, I use clippers, but then I'm very aware that sometimes with my clippers, I don't want it to break off or affect the build gel.
I never use clippers.
I used just some normal acrylic nippers, you know, the ones, and they are so blunt. And on a client not long ago, I'd applied an extension on one of her nails and I had to clip it with them, and they were so blunt it just snapped the tip, so I had to soak it off, reapply.
Oh, so no.
I'm gonna definitely start using the Nibovi bit to take down.
I'll film a cheeky little video for you.
Please do. That would help me so much.
Yeah. It's so easy. Like, it is scary at first, but it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's
I know. I can see sometimes my clients probably look and think, God, she's got to take all this length off with a file. And honestly, it would take away so much time off the appointment if I just was dared to do it. But I think what I'll do is I'll get a client who I'm like, you won't care if I mess this up.
Yeah.
Let me do it with you and
do
it fine.
Do it with somebody that's having a lot of length taken off.
But it doesn't matter if it goes. But to be honest, I've watched so many videos, I don't think it can really go wrong.
No.
I think you've just got to be confident and do it.
You have to, yeah. You've just got to go for it.
Yeah, well, you film me a little tutorial.
I will.
Thanks.
I'll even post it on TikTok.
Oh, amazing. Perfect.
For everybody else.
Yeah,
to
bit
see.
Of content at the same time. Yeah, exactly. You film a video just for me and lay out for the world.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many people that will appreciate that request of a video. There's probably someone listening to this, like, yeah, please.
Yeah, probably.
Make that video.
Yeah. Do you have another question? Should we do another one? Why not?
Yeah, let's do one. I'll do another. I feel like quite a few people will be interested in this. Where did your name Novely Nails come from?
It didn't really come from anywhere. So I had a list of names on my phone that was like almost like a baby names list, I suppose.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, names that I
think
saw
we've all got one.
Yeah.
We've all got a little cheeky baby name.
Because
list,
also I have a lot of animals and a lot of their names have come from that list.
There you go.
I don't actually think I have the list anymore. But it was actually just a name on there.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted my name to not be my name.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You didn't want Olivia in it? You didn't want Liv in it? No.
No, because I... First of all, I feel like there's a lot of Livs out there and Olivias.
Yeah.
I feel like Shan's a little bit more unusual.
Yeah, I don't... Like, if I type it into Instagram or anything...
Not a lot comes up.
No, some come up, but not a long.
No.
A lot, sorry. But, yeah, I think...
Whereas Olivia,
a lot more common than Shannon, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I knew that I didn't want it to be my name. I also... I think I was thinking into the future. I was thinking, you know, if I ever create a brand or anything like that, then I want like just a nice name that's like my business name and it's not attached to me necessarily.
Yeah.
And I just liked that it was like NN. I thought it flowed really nicely.
I was going to say flow as well.
I think I had a bit of a crisis over Christmas though, where I really was overthinking it and I was like, should I change my name?
You wanted to rebrand?
Yeah, because
that's risky and you've got your amount of followers as well, because people know you as Novely.
I know.
Novely Nails.
Exactly. So I've rethought it. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
But I it was just
an impulsive thought.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that my name is Novely because of Novely Nails. Like, because most people use their name for their nail account.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that my name is Novely, like the amount of messages that I get and people are like, hi Novely. I'm like,
you're like, not quite hun.
No, I think I've changed. So my username is obviously Novely Nails,
yeah.
But I've changed my name on Instagram to, I think, like Nails by Liv or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Just so
people know your name.
My name.
Yeah.
Because
I remember when I was on live with my friend Sophie and she literally was like, oh, who's that? And I was like, I think this is it might have been just before we reached out to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, Novely Nails. And I thought to myself, I actually don't know her name.
Yeah.
And then obviously I found out what your name was. But I was like, oh, my friend Novely Nails. Yeah. So even I knew you was that.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? And I've had a really awkward situation where a client actually thought I was called Novely.
In person?
Yep. So she came to me and she had her nails done, which is actually, because I usually greet people with my name. I will ask, like, at the front door, I'll be like, hiya, is it Katie or whatever
it is. That's exactly what I do.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm Olivia, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if in this situation I didn't do that or if she didn't hear me.
I think sometimes maybe clients are also just as nervous as we are.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And they are very much like, oh, you know what?
They probably blank out.
Yeah, I'm just going to come into this person's house. Where do I put my shoes? Yeah, taking in what you're actually saying. Yeah.
So then at the end of the appointment, obviously she was a new client. So I always see my new clients out. I walk them to the door.
Yeah.
To let them out, and she was like, oh, thank you so much, Novalee, it's been a pleasure. And I was like, I literally did not have the heart to tell her that wasn't
because
my name.
I know a lot of people will be like, you should have said then my name. Why make it awkward? She's leaving, she's had a night, you don't want her to feel bad. She should get, if that were me, I'd get in my car and cry. Literally. I'd literally be like, oh my god, I'm an idiot.
I don't think that she's not the type of person that would have cared, but I think when she's still a client of mine.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
she knows her name's Liv now.
Yeah, she does. But I think when she messaged me after that, I signed my message Olivia.
Perfect.
So she knew. I thought that's a really nice subtle way to let her know, and we don't have to ever speak of it again.
There you go. You don't ever have to bring it up. It's just something that's happened.
It's just
no one's going to talk about it. Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. So that is. There's not really a story about Novalee Nails. It's just I liked it.
It's very pretty name.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
I like it.
Like Nova's beautiful. I love that name. Nova
I know.
Is stunning.
So do I.
Yeah, really pretty.
I actually am sort of gutted that I've used it for my podcast. I mean, for my nail business.
Yeah.
So then I can't use it for a child.
No, but you could. You could call. You could always, like, say
Nova.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Probably not.
I don't like any of my names now, so I'm winging it. I'm like, you know what? If one pops out, I'll name it when I have I'll name it Biab. Builder Gel. Oh.
Oh my god. Name it after one of the nail order gel polishes.
I was just going to say, I'll name it after my fit. Oh, baby Cobalt.
Stop.
Well, the other one's cornflower, so
is Cobalt what you've got on?
Cobalt's what I've got on now.
It's so gorgeous.
We're on YouTube as well, guys, so if you're on the YouTube, you'll be able to see.
I know, we should have said that at the beginning. If you want to watch us,
yeah,
you can.
We are also, if you want to put us up while you're getting ready for your day, just for a bit of a confidence boost, that's the plan.
Yes.
I'll do this. I'll get put up our YouTube. All the viewers will be from me. Like, oh god, let me motivate myself at day. Come on.
Just listening to yourself. Yeah. Just don't even listen to the bits that I'm talking, just yourself.
Yeah, I just skip it to Shannon.
Yeah.
I'm joking, I'm not going to do that.
Right, so I've got one more question. How long have we got? 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do one more and then
we'll
be done. Yeah. This was supposed to be a shorter episode, but
it doesn't
matter.
But it's fine.
If money wasn't an issue, would you open your own salon? If so, what kind of salon?
Oh, God, your questions are so much better than mine.
No, they're not.
They are.
I loved your questions. Behave.
Oh, thank you. Lying. Right, so that is another very, very good question, Liv. You know what? Money wasn't an option,
you'd move to Scotland with me and open a salon.
I was just gonna say, I think nails really needs, or the kind of the way I would love the nail world to go is for it to just be more chill.
Yeah.
I think we need to let go of what nail salons used to be, because the amount of my clients that are like, if you move to a salon where, you know, if the desks were next to each other, there's no privacy. A lot of them have probably said they just don't like that vibe, and I don't blame them, because I would never ever go to that. I would go to a local tech. I would not ever go into a salon because of the stigma. So long answer shortened, I would go somewhere in a nice cozy town, have a lovely little salon that's got a lot of, like, this is so specific, but like old brickwork, flowers around it.
Oh, I love
I'd make
that.
It so comfortable. I would say to all of my, like, people who work in there, you need to just be friendly, be welcoming. I don't want
chill.
To see people walk in the door and you don't say hi, and not forced it, not like, hi, welcome to Thingy.
No,
I'd want it to just be,
hi, are you all right?
Do you want a cuppa? Like, like we said, I would do it somewhere, honestly, like Scotland, cozy little salon with books all around and signs.
Oh, books always. Me and Shan are readers.
Oh,
so.
Readers, yeah. Oh, I love my little Kindle. I'm definitely more of a Kindle girly now.
Yeah.
But yeah, books around. I'd have a little coffee shop with some cakes and stuff in the salon.
Yes, I love that.
But I would have it where each nail tech or each beautician has their own little room. They're yes. not all together. There's like, say, in the front, there's the cafe and the book bit where you can sit and chill while you're waiting for your appointment, literally set up like a cozy cafe. And then when you call to yeah. your appointment, you can take your coffee and your cake into your appointment with you.
That.
And the rooms are separate, but they're all. And then the nail tech who's in there, then you can make it your vibe.
Yes.
You can put up whatever you want. You can paint the walls, whatever
yes.
colour.
Yes, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just, and I would as
oh,
well.
Oh, can I come?
Honey, you're sending it with me. Like, I would be the nicest manager
yeah.
as well, because
you
that,
would be the nicest. Yeah.
I'd just want to make everybody so
yeah,
comfortable.
Definitely.
Because, you know, like, working in a not a very nice environment, that is when it affects
yeah.
the staff and it affects the business.
Absolutely.
And I think you go into salons and you see,
mm-hmm.
wow, that person really don't want to be here right now, and it
yeah.
comes across very obviously.
Would you have it as just a nail tech salon, or would you have beauticians as well?
I feel like girls these days, like a one-stop shop. I've
yes.
had so many of my clients say, can you do LVLs, can you
yeah.
do eyebrows?
Same.
It's just, right now, it's just not for me, okay?
No.
It's not for me.
It's not for
I
me
like,
either.
I would rather do, I'd rather be, feel like I'm better at one thing than
yes.
be mediocre at five. Just a personal preference. Sometimes I would like to, you know, switch up with, okay, it's not nails, it might
yeah.
be a wax or something, but
yeah.
I'm just not at that point yet.
A nice intimate wax. Whip your badge out.
Can I just point out, I meant like chin or eyebrow. I mean, you can get your fannies out for me, I don't care.
We're all friends here.
Exactly, we're all girly pops. The other day I went out with my friends, we went for Chinese, and we were talking about what kind of, I'm sure they won't mind me saying this,
no.
we were talking about what kind of underwear we wear, and I was like, thong all the way. Is this too intimate?
No.
Can I talk about this?
Yeah, of course you can.
Thong all the way. I have for my
you're
whole,
insane.
Yeah, apart from, you know, when it's time of the month, girls,
yes.
we wear our cozy knickers, that's fine. However, thongs all the way, and the waitress came over, and my friends were like, shh, Shan, shush.
No.
And I carried on, and even the waitress was like, yeah. And I went, we're all women here. She yeah. wears underwear. This was after a few glasses of wine, may I add. But,
yeah.
you know, we're all women. Like, why not? But, yeah, I think I would have a little bit of everything. But, again, I would have to meet these people, and they would have to be, like, you and me vibes.
Yes.
I couldn't have somebody that just... It's no hate to if somebody isn't our vibe. Like, you know, you can be exactly
oh, yeah,
how you want to
yeah.
be. But I'd love a friendly, comfortable,
yeah.
welcoming environment where people don't have to feel body conscious. They don't have to feel self-conscious. I just want people to come and be treated
just relaxed yeah
because I've worked in places
a nice
haven't.
Zen environment
zen that's exactly
yeah.
Would you do the same
I would yeah.
yeah
I think I would definitely have a similar vibe
yeah
I feel like yours would be a lot girlier than mine.
There'd be a lot more pink red orange it went,
yeah.
It's like when we were trying to figure out this logo
I know
we
it
were,
was hard
yeah we were really sat saying how on earth do we
mesh our vibes
mesh
yeah
like creams browns orangey tones green tones
yeah.
kind of more
like earthy,
muted
yeah
earthy perfect with like just
Shan's
colour yeah.
loud
yeah
logo.
So it's like how
yeah.
did we mesh the two but I feel like we got it
I
literally
feel like we
perfect,
did such a good job
which can I just say Liv designed the whole
no.
that is Liv
you...
mine was the name idea and yours was the
okay yeah
yours
well,
was the
I'll take that
you,
yeah,
yeah you
that's
literally
fine.
Set it up she just sat on her iPad and I was just sat there like wow your salon's so pretty and she was just on her iPad figuring it out but I feel like we've got literally the perfect combination of us both oranges
oh, yeah.
and red oranges and pinks hello
yeah definitely I love it
yeah I do
I definitely it turned out better than I thought it would
we thought it'd take us longer than what an
oh,
hour
yeah it took us like an hour
we were like
is
oh.
that bad
no because I
should
think
it have taken longer
no I feel like we both no
yeah we
oh,
were just
okay.
we were just certain
yeah we were
that's what
yeah.
it was
and we were both very honest and open with
yeah.
each other if neither of us didn't like anything we said if we liked something
yes.
we said it was just open and honest just like this pod
yes definitely okay so are we done
I'm gonna say I feel like this episode that was probably supposed to be half an hour is nearly an hour so
doesn't matter
we get talking
yeah.
it's fun
I like it. I don't feel like we've been talking for an hour
I don't
okay so that was the first episode.
Yeah, which I think is already good, super fun. And like you have all heard, we've got plenty more where this came from.
Yes, we do. Next episode is going to be all about how we became nail techs.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about.
More in depth into the process.
Yes.
How we started up, probably a little bit how we got to where we are now. So
yes.
I feel like anyone listening can probably relate to that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're both, yeah. It'll be a good episode, I think.
Yeah, especially. Probably. We'll talk a little bit about, I know we're doing a separate episode for social media, but we can even go into that a little bit as well.
Yeah, yeah, we can, definitely. We'll just let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow, have a natter.
Yeah, but thank you all so much for listening. Or if there's just one of you, thanks for listening.
Thanks, hon. We appreciate you.
Thanks, babe. We hope you enjoyed this episode and getting to know us a little bit more.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to know you a little bit better.
I feel like I, yeah.
We haven't been friends for that long.
No.
So we don't know each other that well.
When would we ever talk about these things?
Exactly.
Apart from like on a pod. Majority of what we talk about is nails, isn't it?
So, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this podcast is just, I feel like it's what everyone maybe needs. It's like a refresh, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's, yeah, I'm super excited. So I hope you all enjoyed listening.
I know, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening.
Or watching.
Yeah, or watching.
Head over to our YouTube. We've got a TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Follow us on everything.
Everything.
It'll all be, everything. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, it'll all be linked below. So you can just click on the link and go and follow us from there.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything else to say.
I feel like all the info, like days, are we aiming for Fridays?
To Yes, of course. Fridays, yeah.
Fridays are going to be our episode days, fingers crossed.
Yes.
But any updates will be on our Instagram and TikTok more than likely, won't they?
Yeah, I think if you follow us on Instagram, you'll get most updates on there 100%. Of when we're posting, because we'll be on stories.
Yeah, the stories is where it's at.
But yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.